This is WMFE's Arts Connection. I'm Becky Morgan. This week, a conversation with one of the pioneers in art education and poetry from a new voice in Central Florida. Our program is just a half hour this week because we have a special program from the Capitol Steps. It's the Halloween edition of Politics Takes a Holiday, so stay tuned. In our season preview series, we've been talking to artistic directors from dozens of groups in Central Florida. This week, we sat down with Julia Gagne from the theater department at Valencia Community College. The Valencia Character Company is offering four productions this season, and the first one opens this weekend. A chorus line represents a new direction for the department. After discussions on creating a school of arts and entertainment at Valencia, members of the performing arts departments decided to collaborate on this production.
For the first time, the departments of theater and music and dance are really working together. And staff members from all of those areas have come together, and we are the team of collaborators, directors, choreographers, that are putting this together. And we really haven't worked cooperatively as well as we're working now on this project. So that's kind of new.
The cast for A Chorus Line features mostly students from Valencia, along with two from UCF, one from Rawlings, and two community members.
I could not be more pleased with my cast. I have an amazing cast. And I think this is going to be just a splendid college theater production of a really tough musical.
Julia Gagne is directing the show, and the choreographer is Leslie Brasso.
She has been a dance instructor at Valencia for over 20 years, and she's great. She's tough. The kids have worked so hard on choreography because, of course, it's a musical about dance and dancers. So they've worked really hard, but it has totally paid off. And one of the interesting things about the choreography in A Chorus Line, the premise of the show is it's an audition for a Broadway show. So it's an audition, and people aren't supposed to know the dance routines perfectly. So first we had to go through and learn all the dance routines, and then we had to talk about, okay, how can we make this look like an audition? You know, when are you going to drop the hat and, you know, miss the step and turn the wrong way? And that's actually been kind of tricky, making it look not so polished.
A Chorus Line opens this weekend at Valencia Community College's East Campus Performing Arts Center. It runs through November 5th. Performances are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2. The rest of their season includes Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in February. In April, the Valencia Character Company will give the world premiere of the winning play from the 15th annual Florida Playwright Competition. And in June, they'll stage Proof, the 2001 Pulitzer Prize winner for drama. The theater department is also offering a class on new play development in the spring semester, where students will workshop the winner of the playwriting competition, Julia Gagne.
The writer comes in, talks to the class, answers questions, we make suggestions, and then often the script goes through rewrites, and it's definitely a process that you don't often get to be involved in. Writers take the class, theater technicians, directors, anybody interested. Sometimes screenplay writers take the class, just because a lot of the same principles come into play. Plot, character, conflict, you know, all those things. So, all kinds of people take the class. It's really fun.
That class begins in January. Registration deadlines are in mid-December. For information, call 407-582-2900 or see the Arts Connection pages of WMFE.org. The arts calendar is next, and then artist Ralph Bagley's thoughts on art and his philosophy of life. This is 90.7 NPR News and Classical Music. I'm Becky Morgan.
Here's this week's casting call. I'm Scott Kim. In music, the Side Street Strutters, a Dixieland jazz ensemble, performs Saturday and Sunday at Lake Sumter Community College. Three Mo Tenors return to Orlando for a black tie gala Saturday night for the Metropolitan Orlando Urban League. Sunday's concert by the Space Coast Flute Orchestra is a musical tribute to the space program. There are two performances at the Senior Center in Titusville at 2 and at SunTree United Methodist Church in Melbourne at 4:30. Central Florida Folk presents live at Lou Gardens this Sunday at 3 with songwriter Mindy Simmons. And beginning November 3rd, the Morse Museum in Winter Park will offer live music as part of their Friday night open house. Classical guitarist Josh Englert opens the series next Friday. In theater, these plays open this week: Singin' in the Rain at the Starlight Theater. The Broad's Way, a cabaret show with Becky Fisher, opens Sunday at 6 at the Parliament House. And Mystery, Murder, Mayhem, three original one-act plays, opens Thursday at the Cocoa Campus of Brevard Community College. In dance, Voci Dance Company will give the inaugural performance at the New City Arts Factory in downtown Orlando. Out of the Box is an evening of dance, art, and poetry that begins next Friday, October 3rd. In literature, Wham Bam Poetry Slam is Saturday at Atlantic Center for the Arts in New Smyrna Beach. And the Orlando Poetry Troupe will perform at the Orlando Museum of Art Auditorium on Thursday at 7:30. In festivals, the second annual Orlando Puppet Festival begins Wednesday and runs through November 5th. It's at Mad Cow Theater and the Orlando Public Library. And in film, the Ormond Memorial Art Museum and the Cinematheque of Daytona present a Halloween showing of the 1954 cult classic, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. It's Saturday at 7:30 in the museum gardens. Details for these and other arts events can be found at the Arts Connection page of WMFE.org. For the Arts Connection, I'm Scott Kim.